Hello, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Mindy Goodmanson, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income team. This week is more of the same in the sense that nothing stays the same for very long these days. Central to some of the ever-changing conditions we're seeing is the ambiguity around President Trump's ongoing tariff threats, which have introduced significant economic uncertainties, impacting consumer sentiment, spending behaviors, and influencing the Federal Reserve's considerations regarding interest rate policies. The announcement and implementation of broad tariffs have led to increased consumer prices, contributing to a subsequent decline in consumer sentiment. Earlier this month, the University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment experienced a sharp 10.5% monthly drop and a 27.1% year-over-year decline, reflecting heightened public anxiety over potential economic repercussions. The sentiment downturn has thus translated into cautious consumer spending. In February, retail sales saw a modest 0.2% increase, but that was following a 1.2% decline in January. While some sectors like grocery and online retail experienced gains, categories like auto dealers and electronics retailers faced declines, indicative of consumers' reluctance to spend amid the uncertainty. The Fed is closely monitoring the economic effects of the administration's tariff policies. At its January meeting, the Fed decided to keep the benchmark Fed funds rate unchanged. Recall that this decision marked a pause after three consecutive rate cuts in 2024, with officials expressing concerns that tariffs could lead to higher inflation, complicating efforts to achieve the Fed's 2% inflation target. Just last week, the Fed adjusted its economic projections, lowering the U.S. growth forecast to 1.7% for the year and raising the inflation outlook to 2.7%. Fed Chair Powell highlighted that tariffs contribute to slower growth and elevated inflation, urging a cautious approach amid ongoing economic uncertainties. Rates were once again left unchanged. In summary, President Trump's tariffs have introduced significant economic uncertainties, dampening consumer sentiment and spending, while prompting the Fed to adopt a more cautious stance on interest rate decisions due to inflationary concerns. While we think a U.S. recession remains unlikely in the near term, a period of slower growth is seeming probable at this point. This week's data releases, including GDP, inflation, jobless claims, and mortgage applications, should give greater insight into the trajectory of the U.S. economy. Lastly, we'll be keeping a close eye on the proposed changes to a variety of government agencies and spending just now working their way through the system. These include proposed changes to USAID, the National Institute of Health, the SEC, Department of Education, and the Housing and Urban Development Department. The administration also has designs on privatizing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, a move that could affect the mortgage-backed securities market, mortgage rates, and potentially have broader impacts on the U.S. housing market in general. In short, there's plenty of activity to pay attention to these days, and we'll be monitoring political and economic developments as they unfold. We thank you for joining us and hope you have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.